Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com. My next guest's mission is to educate the consumer one product at a time on how industrial hemp is the game-changing component in the science of global warming. He recently launched a new environmentally safe hemp line, and he signed on actress and philanthropist, movie star Bella Thorne, influencer Rachel Cook, and model and social media personality Jay Alvarez to serve as ambassadors for DRIHP. D-R-I-H-P, the H stands for hemp. I'm here with the founder of DRIHP, Luke D'Andrea. Luke, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. DRIHP's clothing line. It consists largely of tanks, T-shirts, undergarments, around the range of $40. It's made in Los Angeles from a blend of hemp and recycled materials. Now, the hemp itself, it's coming from China and India, where you say it's really growing right now. When an interview you told WWD, you said this, quote, "We acquired the knitted hemp, and then we get it blended here and manufactured here in L.A. The clothing is breathable and doesn't shrink, which was a cost, which was a challenge to perfect. Another factor is that hemp clothing is more costly to produce. We are taking on that cost," you said. "We're selling a concept. I want to educate about what hemp can do. Industrial hemp seed can change the world, and it's an extremely magical plant." Now, before we got on the air here, we talked about the fact that that is where your mission is. You are really prophesizing industrial hemp. Talk to me about the clothing line and the idea of industrial hemp.
Right. So the clothing line, you know, really started because it was the quickest way to get Gen Y and Gen Z's attention on industrial hemp. Why? They're not going to go after hempcrete. Some of them might go after, you know, hemp propylene, biodegradable terms to plastic. Some might even go after wood alternatives made from hemp. But we all know that a trendy fashion line made from hemp can do a lot of educating around on industrial hemp. Industrial hemp has 50,000 uses. DRIHP hemp clothing is the big foot in the door that opens up to the party, if you catch my drift. Okay. Those are the kids that we need to change. You know, we need to convince the millennials, Gen Y, Gen Z, that hemp is the greatest necessity of wealth. Thomas Jefferson said that.
There was a
time. The Declaration
time,
of Independence was written.
Well, Luke, there was a time.
Hold on. Oh. The Declaration of Independence was written on hemp. The first dollar bill was written on hemp. Everything was done from hemp. In 1937, the Farm Bill passed, banned. And it's because it came from cannabis. What a shame. You know how much this world would be different if that didn't happen because it looked like something. But hemp has below 0.3% THC. It can't get you high. I'll tell you right now, if that wasn't banned, we wouldn't be running out of water in 80 years, fresh air in 120, and trees in 75. So I tell that to your great-great-grandchildren. So you know, I do cry about this.
Well, what I want to ask you about the generational gap, because there was a time where hemp obviously was used for quite a lot of products and was quite a popular product to grow, especially in the United States in the 30s and 40s. It was a cash crop, but then we lost that. Why do you think we had that generational disconnect?
Again, it's because it comes from its closely related cousin, marijuana. But that's like comparing a poodle to a wolf, same species, different breed. But because it looks just like it, they decided to ban it. Marijuana gets you high. Industrial hemp has 50,000 uses. It's the only plant that can clothe you, house you, feed you, and heal you. Thank God somebody woke up in 2018 and said this plant can save the planet. We can reduce plastic. We can reduce deforestation because we can make products from wood out of hemp. We can save the water and pollution runoff because cotton requires so many chemicals and hemp doesn't. We can absorb CO2 because 1 acre of hemp produces more oxygen in the air than 25 acres of trees. In fact, hemp is the fastest CO2 to biomass conversion tool. If I was a plant, I would marry hemp. It's the most magical plant in the world.
I don't disagree with you. I just think that it's that stigma that was brought on to take people away from the real use of hemp. And it's unfortunate to see. We're obviously, I would imagine there's a bit of an intimidation, a bit of a need that other products that can be made probably cheaper and would offer a lot of pollution, a lot of different issues. You know, there was a reason and a purpose and an agenda done by what's happening. But we're now in the current day, and Drip is looking to go ahead and use industrial hemp to create products. So one of the many uses is textiles, and that's what you're focused on with Drip. The fibers from the stalks of a hemp plant create eco-friendly hemp apparel, and your textiles use one twentieth of the water that is required to grow and process traditional cotton. You'll have men's and women's clothing and accessories. So the social awareness of this and the idea of being able to go and create these products where it takes up so little, when you're talking about industry, you think of pollution, you think of varying effects that could hurt the environment, but this is totally different.
This is completely different. The hemp textile requires a 20th of water to grow and process. It requires no chemicals. It absorbs CO2 as you grow. It gets softer with time. It's UV resistant. It's antimicrobial. I will say it is the best textile in the world. It is. And that's a fact. That's not a thought. This isn't Joe Rogan where I say, I think, I know. And you can look up the facts. You can compare apples to apples and think that you'll have the same exact thought as me.
So what I want to know is, before we go to commercial break, is, take me through the process of where you thought, what led you to the point of industrial hemp and knowing that with this clothing line, this is where you wanted to go with it, and that this business model was going to help you expand to the eyes of people of what can be done with hemp and what you're able to do with it.
Yeah, so, I got into industrial hemp, when I was the main speaker at the Hemp International Convention in Uruguay. 2 years ago, I was the number two distributor of hemp seeds in the United States through CloneConnect.org. Because I was the number two distributor of seeds, I wanted to create it in product. It's hard to get attention from millennials about a wood alternative made from hemp. Very easy to do it with a trendy shirt that can be sold in Urban Outfitters. Catch my drift.
Now, is part of the reason, with the fact that you're also manufacturing in LA, unlike other, manufacturers that make shirts and products and shoes and other accessories, they're making it overseas. In some cases, they're being done by, very poorly paid labor, almost slave labor to that fact of matters.
Yeah, poorly paid labor. India and in China, just, slave workers and sweatshops. And it was really unfortunate to see. I would rather go over there, buy the knit from them, bring it back to the U.S. and support America.
I love that. Now, the question is, with the way things have been changing now with the current economic changes, the new breaks that are being made for manufacturing jobs and manufacturing businesses to come back to the U.S., talk to me about the advantages you've had where, you know, if you wanted to weigh the option of manufacturing overseas versus doing it here, what advantages have you gotten so far that have helped you to get this clothing line up and going?
There was definitely some disadvantages. Hemp gets held up in customs.
Okay.
It was hard to find. We work with the only manufacturer in Los Angeles that has agreed to create the blend from scratch. So we fought and we clawed. We were in 7 manufacturers and 24 prototypes. But we wanted to do it correctly. And hemp's a movement. Hemp's already established in India and China. It's time to bring it to America.
Agree. We've talked to quite a few hemp growers here on the program, and the one thing that's been very important to everybody, for the most part, has been education and trying to really just deprogram the whole thought process of cannabis in relation to hemp and the kind of bad press that hemp has had for decades to try to get that here. And then the growing, the implementation of the FDA hemp bill, things like that have, you know, again, you talk about barriers, the same kind of barriers you have just to get the product brought over here would be just varying factors. There's so many to go talk about. Let me go ahead and take us to commercial break. And Luke, when we come back, I want to talk about the rebirth of hemp and what you're doing right now as the alternatives. Let me go ahead and focus on that and really what the numbers say about hemp production here in the U.S. going forward. I'm here with Luke D'Andrea, the founder of Drip, D-R-I-H-P, a great clothing line that's being made available. Website is drihp.com. You can take a look at all the clothing line yourself. We'll talk about that, the influencers you brought on board, and so much when we come back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Elevate your everyday with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoggies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take anywhere treat.
It's time to Hemp Presents.
I am going to titillate your audio orifices with weekly radio rendezvous with some of the premier movers, shakers, and history makers of the cannabis community.
Radio resident hemposapien Vivian McPeak.
I will be putting out a call to action on issues of the day and putting your interests under the big lights as I provide cannabis commentary and weekly interviews that go straight for the nugular.
Marijuana! Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back. I'm here with Luke D'Andrea, the founder of Drip, a great new hemp clothing line that's being developed here in the United States. Another example of a manufacturer coming back to the U.S. and being done eco-friendly, which is a very important focus. You recently said in an interview, quote, hemp has been reborn. It was a clear decision to dedicate resources to influencers to spread the message that hemp can save valuable resources like water. You went on to say, quote, that hemp's derivative products can serve as alternatives not only to textiles, but to plastic products, building materials, and even ingredients for the food industry. But I want to ask you to expand and look at some numbers that are being put out there about hemp. So CBD production is said to be dominant and remain dominant for the rest of the 2020 growing season. But newer cannabinoids, along with other uses for the crop, are starting to gain traction. There's a 400-participant survey that was taken by the Jacobson pricing and research firm in Boulder, Colorado. Their survey said this: throughout the month of April, nearly 80% of hemp farmers will be growing hemp for CBD this year, and a majority are still planning on dedicating their acreage to CBD and venturing into other cannabinoids. Nearly 15% of farmers plan on planting hemp varieties that are dominant in CBG.
Okay.
Quote, producers are still experimenting with various hemp genetics, and some acreage will be planted to minor cannabinoids, including CBG, which will be the lion's share in the category. That's what the report all told about. So what I want to ask you about is, talk to me about how you're looking to optimize the benefits in hemp, of hemp in more sectors, and, you know, if you've had the contact with hemp growers in the U.S. to help acquire product that you can put into the supply chain.
So CBD hemp is definitely the money grab, right? And CBG is the next phase.
Right.
Who knows how long that's going to last. Don't get me wrong. I made my money off CBD. You know, I sold Canopy Growth, the number two publicly traded company in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
3/4 of their inventory. I have a crop insurance company for CBD farms. I'm in all 50 states and 26 countries. I sell CBD. But is that the 15-year play? CBD is the money grab right now. Industrial hemp is the way of the future. What does the average man want? The money grab. What does the forward thinker want? The 10-year plan. That's why I converted to industrial hemp. Although there's not as much industrial hemp being planted in the United States right now, trust me, in 5 years there will be. And I'll have a head start because, you know, I went to a lot of influencers with 50 million following to educate that industrial hemp is the next wave. So I'd rather be the first one there than just one of 1,000 in the CBD craze.
Do you see a time where industrial hemp could be a publicly traded stock, something like crude oil or gold or orange juice?
Of course. You know, of course. The more studies that come out, I mean, it's physically proven that anything below 0.3% has no psychoactive quality, so a baby couldn't get high from it. I think big pharma companies are taking on and might get stigmatized pretty soon. So, yeah, I wouldn't rule that out, but seems like the cream's rising to the top and the big players are taking over. Mom and pop stores are plummeting, so it's only trending that way.
So going forward, are you looking at any research development technologies right now, say with some other fellow entrepreneurs like yourself, that are looking to even help further the production of industrial hemp in terms of making it even more eco-friendly and even more environmentally conscious?
Yeah, like I said, I was the main, I'm 30 years old. 3 years ago, I had $4 in my bank account.
Wow.
And I went all in on creating a website that ranked for hemp plants in California. I was the number one hemp plant salesman in California from the laptop in my room. Then the Farm Bill passed, which made hemp legal in 50 states. I became the number two distributor in a garage from my laptop in the United States. I got into Forbes. I was the main speaker at the Hemp International Convention. So, yes, I have all of the connections to make this possible. I don't mean that in a cocky way. I mean that, you know, I had many nights staring at the ceiling thinking, what am I doing? But what you can't beat is passion, authenticity, and purpose. And I'm in this for the right reason. I'm an environmentalist. The more you focus on the customer and helping the earth, the more money you'll make. You can write that in stone.
So I want to ask you one more question before we go to break, because recently we had an interview on our Green Peak radio program. Steve D'Angelo appeared, and he has talked about his conversations with those in Silicon Valley, a lot of entrepreneurs that are waiting in the wings to jump into hemp and cannabis. And when it comes down to it, I think they're just waiting for the right play, the right timing. So when you have these conversations, what is it that you feel like are the underlying factors that will make those entrepreneurs pull the trigger and green light going into projects that will bring them into the space as well, bring their capital and bring their innovation and technology?
No, I would stay away from CBD.
Well, not CBD, but hemp itself.
Well, there's two differences.
Well, I mean,
you know, there's kids, there's boys, and there's girls. CBD hemp is not going to make it. You want to know why?
Go ahead.
Because it's so new. It's so new. And when something's so new, it's so volatile. Look, I've been in Forbes twice for it. I was the main speaker at the Hemp International Convention. Do you know how many lawsuits are out there? Do you know how many people mislabel feminized seed, only feminized seed selling product? Do you know how many people are still holding on to their biomass that they were going to sell to a manufacturer, but because one person set the price down that, you know, they're now holding on to it? Do you know how that there wasn't crop insurance and that maybe 40% of crops actually harvested last year? Do you know that it was supposed to be 8x? Most people actually committed suicide in Oregon from it.
Wow.
I'm a straight shooter, man. You know, unless you are a Don Juan with over 500 acres and a lot of capital and a vertically integrated system, do not grow hemp in your 13-acre backyard to sell to someone.
Good point. Grow
industrial hemp. Why? Industrial hemp has 50,000 uses. CBD hemp has two. CBD oil and CBD flower. Do the math.
I get where you're coming from, to maximize that yield to get the most out of the crop. And obviously, I do see where CBD-based hemp... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
CBD doesn't really even work. You want me to be honest with you?
No, I'm not disagreeing at all. I'm just saying the fact that I do see where CBD companies are fly by night. They're coming in and out. It's saturated. And obviously, there's a lot of people
it's
that
all
just...
about branding. It's all about branding. CBD is CBD, a cannabinoid is a cannabinoid. CB is a cannabinoid, CBG is a cannabinoid. All right. What's the difference?
No. The difference is others, are looking to try to see us moving along and evolving from just being CBD talk. And let's see what the other phytocannabinoids can be used and be extracted from the plant and what other uses hemp can be used for, which is why I'm glad I have you on the program to talk about that.
CBN is the most valuable cannabinoid. It's a minor cannabinoid found in CBD that controls sleep. CBG is a decent cannabinoid because it's like CBD on steroids, so it really alleviates pain and anxiety. CBD by itself, unless it has some crazy terpenes, you know, I don't feel any difference. Now, you might have to have severe anxiety, you know, leukemia, but if you're your average person, you know, I do not recommend CBD. I think CBN, I think industrial hemp is the biggest hemp player, and then CBN, which is a small cannabinoid from CBD that can help you sleep.
So let's do this. I want to go
but
and take
I think
us.
Trip hemp clothing is the most important out of everything.
I want to take us to one more break. I know we're just running out of time. I want to go ahead and talk about the influencers you've brought on board and the marketing strategy you have brought on to bring Drip to the forefront. Again, I'm here with Luke D'Andrea, the founder of Drip, DRIHP.com. A great clothing line has been now brought out to the masses. And we'll talk about the people that are going to be, you know, brand ambassadors for Drip. We'll talk about that coming up after a short break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Trends in technology, processes, and products. We cover these areas and more on the cutting edge of cannabis. Be informed from the latest initiators of new innovation. Learn about the latest breakthroughs and best practices in the cannabis and hemp industries. Better products, better infrastructure, and better sustainability. The cutting edge of cannabis. Consulted by the American Cannabis Company.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The cannabis industry is evolving at a radical pace, progressing toward the green peak. Each week, join Richard Zwicky, a cannabis visionary and entrepreneur, as he interviews experts from around the globe to discuss updates and evolutions in the world of cannabis. The Green Peak with Richard Zwicky.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Back with final questions with Luke D'Andrea from Drip, D-R-I-H-P. So you've brought on, you know, a number of great influencers, a lot of notable names, honestly. So you have brought aboard actress, director, singer, and model Bella Thorne. I've seen so much publicity for her speaking about Drip on the program, along with yourself, along with fellow model and influencers Jay Alvarez and social influencer model Rachel Cook to serve as brand ambassadors. So that had to be quite a hefty investment to bring those people on board to help talk about the product. I know there's an investment in them. They have an interest in it, but I wanted to find out this strategy. Take me behind the strategy from bringing these three on. Why these three?
Well, when something's so new, you need to educate, right?
Yep.
Think about something else other than hemp that's new. The iPhone, when it first came out, people need to become educated on it. So you went to those with star power and a voice, you know, that could bring spotlight to the person who created the iPhone. So I knew with industrial hemp being so new, look, my dad is an environmentalist. He didn't know that industrial hemp, you know, the textile cat, you know, uses a 20th of water compared to cotton to grow on crops out. That 1 acre of hemp produces more of the air we breathe in 25 acres of trees. Why didn't he know that? Because the farm bill was banned in 1937 and became unbanned in 2018. I'm not selling a shirt. I'm not selling a bracelet. I'm selling a concept. I'm selling that hemp can change the next 100 years of our lives plus. But I couldn't do that without star power, the people with a voice, right? So, and sometimes in business, you have to bend the knee and give up market share if it means that you can have a spotlight to your voice to educate, especially when something's so new. Drip Hemp Clothing is the best shirt I've ever worn. It's the best shirt that most people have ever worn. The textile is incredible. It's UV resistant, gets softer with time. It doesn't shrink. I don't know how to do laundry. I know how to run companies, man. I can't shrink this shirt. You know, we have a patented blend. It's super soft. It's stretchy. We added spandex. It forms to your body. You can wear large if you're looking for a trendy look, if that's your normal size. You could even wear small because it stretches that much. If you wanted an athletic look, a medium for a date night look. It truly is an amazing textile that has been hiding in the basement for, you know, more than 80 years. And it's my job to bring it out, but I can't do it without Megan.
So now one thing I want to ask you is the idea of, well, originally your original entrepreneur, what really got you off the ground was what you did with SEO work. Like you said, building off a website, and making, you know, going from to growing overnight success. Now you're taking influencer marketing and attaching that into this new model. Talk to me about, you know, what can you tell me about the influencer marketing aspect that felt sounded like such an appealing idea to get this clothing line off the ground? Obviously, influencers are struggling right now just to go and keep up, to keep interest in with their engage with their followers because of the pandemic. They're not out and about traveling. They're not out and about having a lot of reasons to put on different clothing lines or different products. So I'm just curious about the idea of influencer marketing into breaking out this new product line.
It depends who it is. You know, Bella Thorne bleeds authenticity. So does hemp. She's raw. She's real. You know, everybody turned a blind eye to her, and then she came out on top. So does hemp. Rachel Cook has that edge about her, the short hair. She's hemp. Jay Alvarez explores the world and lives life to the fullest. He's very enlightened. He is hemp. Jay Alvarez lives around the water. Hemp saves water. All right. So Bella Thorne was a cannabis company. So I chose three people. Now, are those three people going to be the face of the company forever? No. But are they going to help the foundation that's going to turn into a mansion? Yes. So.
Oh, and that's exactly right. I just think that you got a great. I like the marketing model. And yeah, I mean, you could definitely, you know, change people overnight if necessary. But I like the idea of going with that. And obviously, you know, with your background, you figured out a way to make this work out. So that's, you know, and the thing is, you have brought on people. Not only are they just, you know, they're invested in the model as well. Because, I mean, Bella herself talked about the fact that it's so important, quote, that we take care of Mother Earth and ourselves. And, you know, the brand is creating well-fitting, eco-friendly clothes that look great, make you feel good. And a lot of people in the market, you know, there's this marketing pendulum that is very conscious about, you know, being eco-friendly to the point of being woke. And I want to ask you, you know, is there a particular, do you have like an idea of what the optimal consumer of drip, who are the people that you definitely think are going to go ahead and buy the product? Definitely a younger demographic. That's the demographic that you see?
Well, the demographic is very versatile. For the 16-year-old who wants to wear, you know, a trendy shirt, the 25-year-old who wants to wear shirts on a date, the college kid who wants to relax in comfy clothing, the adult who wants to save the environment. It's endless possibilities. So this shirt really has a wide range of versatility.
Fantastic. So I want to direct listeners to drip, DRIHP.com.
And everybody likes this shirt that doesn't shrink. So DRIHP.com.
And can you give me any information about who it is that's helping out in the designing of the shirts and the products?
Yeah, so I did all the design stuff.
You do all of it?
I do. I wear many hats. I should have 18 heads.
Wow. That's amazing.
I'll write that down.
So is there anything that's selling better than others right now? I mean, is there anything for people that are going to the website now, what would you definitely direct them to that you think would be some things that you're really, really happy to put out there for our listeners to take a look at?
I think any of the shirts, because they're so comfy and they don't shrink. I think the bracelets are really trendy. You know, even the women's underwear, no matter what it is, it's a great product and it supports a good cause.
I love what you're doing. I like you're doing it in USA. I like the idea of getting the manufacturing, how you're doing it, helping out other, helping out as you are. The model's great. And I like that you're one of the people that's being a proponent for industrial hemp. I love the idea. I like your business model. And so I'm glad people like you are in the space really trying to go ahead and further the cause. And obviously just, you know, we know there's going to be something moving along past CBD. And that's what I'm looking forward to with hemp. And industrial hemp sounds like a great way to go. Mm-hmm. How can people follow and share, you know, if there's any social media that you can tell us about or anything else you can tell us about where people can go ahead and follow along with what's going on with Drip and the best places to keep in touch with you and what you're doing?
Yeah, so you can follow it at drip, DRIHP.com. And then you can follow me at Luke, LUKE, underscore, DANDREA, underscore.
Luke D'Andrea, founder of Drip. And again, that's DRIHP.com. Thank you so much for being on with us. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day.
Okay, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you, listeners, for listening into another edition of Blunt Business. Of course, you know where to find the show to download it. And you know us at CannabisRadio.com, where we're here each and every week. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.